This video demonstrates the steps in visualization and bioinformatic analysis. As you see, the jobs that we had in queue have already been processed and completed. We can now go back to the visualization. And show how the surfaces are rendered. So the first example is 184A1, which is immortalized human mammary epithelial cell that has been cultured in 100 Pascal. This is normal acinus formation. It can be viewed with either JavaScript or WebGL. And as you see, the acinus is round and more spherical with the lumen in the middle, a hollow space in the middle. Let's look at 184A1 at 1000 Pascal stiffness. So here, the colony formation is more elongated, more flat, and the number of nuclei have increased. That is, the proliferation index is much higher now. See how flat it is? We can then proceed to bioinformatics analysis. The system supports heat map generation via mean or distribution. So I'll select the mean. Here are indices that have been computed per colony and per nucleus. On the left is colony formation indices. And I will pick up colony roundness, size, diameter, flatness, and something about lumen formation. On the right is list the features that have been computed per nucleus. So physical size and maybe flatness. And heat map. Now every row corresponds to a set of experimental variables, and every column is an index that was selected in the previous step. Further data analysis can also be performed. First, the data can be downloaded into a desktop or a local host so that you can use your favorite statistical software for data analysis. The system also supports correlation studies that allows you to correlate colony formation indices to morphometric features that have been computed on a cell-by-cell basis. This concludes the visualization and bioinformatic analysis.